desert me. I'm not alone anymore. Oh, but I can say it's this right. You can't take it.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The governor of Illinois and mayor of Chicago are suing to block the Trump administration plan to deploy the National Guard. And the mayor has taken new action to push back against the federal crime and immigration crackdown that's already underway. CBS Chicago's Lauren Victory.
This order goes into effect immediately, establishing what Mayor Brandon Johnson calls ICE-free zones. City-owned or controlled parking lots, vacant lots, garages. Those are now off limits to federal agents who are conducting civil investigations.
Authorities in Indianapolis have now filed a felony charge against Fox analyst and former NFL star Mark Sanchez. It's alleged he started a violent confrontation with a 69-year-old man that left Sanchez with stab wounds. Overseas, Israeli and Hamas officials have launched indirect talks in Egypt on a potential ceasefire in Gaza. Andrew Boyd is an expert on geopolitics and a former CIA man.
I believe that this is the best hope for Israel to get its hostages back, and also for the non-Hamas members, the citizens of Gaza, to have a peace solution.
Now to Washington, CBS's Natalie Brand is covering the government shutdown.
Majority Leader John Thune says lawmakers later today will take up the same dueling spending measures that failed multiple times last week.
The motion upon reconsideration is not agreed to.
Democratic leaders fault Republicans for not negotiating as they push for extending enhanced health care tax credits.
We've been trying for months and months to sit down with them and have a serious conversation addressing America's health care needs. And they've refused and refused and refused.
The U.S. Supreme Court's rejected an appeal from Ghislaine Maxwell, the imprisoned co-conspirator of Jeffrey Epstein. Supporters of Kilmar Abrego-Garcia spoke today after a procedural hearing for a civil case in federal court. The judge denying a Justice Department motion to stay the case due to the government shutdown. Simon Sandoval Motionberg is Abrego Garcia's attorney.
The decision to try to send Mr. Abrego Garcia across the Atlantic Ocean to seemingly random African countries when he's already received an offer of refugee status in Costa Rica is purely punitive. That's not permissible.
Seattle researcher Mary Brunkhaus shares the Nobel Prize in Medicine with two others for their work on the immune system.
There's an awful lot of diseases and different conditions that are impacted by either too much immune reaction or not enough.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 116 points. The S&P is up 25. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A quick response from Racine firefighters kept a laundromat fire from spreading last night. Crews were called to the laundromat on Lathrop Avenue just after 6 for smoke and flames coming from the roof. Fire investigators say lint buildup in two dryer exhaust units sparked the fire. It was out in about 20 minutes with no injuries reported. A longtime Wisconsin appeals court judge is stepping down. Judge Lisa Neubauer says she'll retire at the end of her next term after 18 years on the bench. Neubauer, who once ran for state Supreme Court, says serving on the 2nd District Court of Appeals has been an honor. Attorney Anthony Lococo has already announced plans to run for the open seat. Racine City Hall is getting repairs starting today, with tuck pointing on the west side expected to last about 4 weeks. That west side entrance will be closed and parking will be limited along that spot. A Racine man was stuck on Lake Michigan for 4 hours Friday after drifting too far from North Beach on a tube. Crews rescued him using a jet ski and thermal cameras, and he was treated for dehydration and hypothermia. And Brewers pregame takes over the traditional WRJN airwaves tonight at 7:30. It's an 8:08 first pitch at American Family Field for tonight's Brewers-Cubs playoff game. For the Chicago game Wednesday, Amtrak will be running a special train for fans from Milwaukee to the Windy City with a stop in Sturtevant. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers and the Cubs tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where it's game two of the National League Divisional Playoffs. The Brewers winning game one 9-3, but Jackson Churio had to leave with a hamstring injury. Pat Murphy on his status.
The MRI came back, and it's inconclusive, and it's not a serious hamstring strain.
The Brewers jumped out to a 6-1 lead in the first inning Saturday. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
Look, the game got away from us early, so it's not like it did, right? It got away from us, so... And it's a loss, and you move on from it quickly. There's no penalty. There's no. It's one loss. It's no. Doesn't count for more how you lose. We didn't lose well, but we lost. And you move on. That's how the clubhouse felt.
NBA. The Bucks are in Miami for a preseason game against the Heat. Giannis is now with the team after a bout with COVID.
He took a toll on my body. I'm not feeling 100% yet physically. Take it day by day. Get back in shape.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers and storms for your Monday afternoon with highs in the upper 70s. Our winds will turn to the north. Tonight, showers and storms. Lows will drop back into the mid and upper 50s. Tuesday, any early showers ending. Then we'll see sunshine in mid 60s. Right now, it's 76.
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Kenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people.
Get tired of that song. From the Revolver album, Eleanor Rigby by the Beatles, 1966. I'm Dan Marcus, hoping your Monday is going as well as any Monday can.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Out things to get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday when you hit it much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday when the world is much brighter.
Ooh, child. Things will be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
Someday, put it together.
child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
Bye now.
News and Timeless Hits, WRJN. How did you do without any Packers on Sunday? Huh? I struggled. I didn't want to have to watch the Lions win. So the Packers playing next weekend against the Bengals at Lambeau. Game time 3:15. You can hear the game. It's sponsored here on WRJN, sponsored by Vessel Services, LLC Home Improvement, Jeff Costanzo, Anton Painting, the Lanes on 20, Royal Construction LLC, Papa John's, Main Street Bakery, Lee's Deli, and Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Union Grove. Like I say, pregame at 1, kickoff at 3:15 Sunday afternoon. Hear the whole game here on WRJN.
Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with WRJN Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale during the Don Rosen Morning Show. A great way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with WRJN Big Deals.
Fall serves up more than strikes at the Lanes on 20. Step into Angry Brothers Pub for flavor, football, and fun all season long.
Yes!
Every Sunday, bite into the classic pub burger. Juicy, stacked, and loaded with flavor. Served with a side of all the sports you can handle on the big screens. Catch the daily deals on the Lanes Facebook page. And don't forget, it's never too early to ask about the holiday party specials. Good food, cold drinks, and good times at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years serving Racine one meal at a time.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. More fiber?
What?
Down here, buddy. It's me, your spoon. Constipation with belly pain still coming back?
Yeah.
Talk to your doctor. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, but Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
It's the people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen.
Don't mind. And your mommy don't mind.
Not even a reasonable facsimile. That's the original Stay by Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs. I'm Dan Marcus with another Wax Museum Nugget coming up in less than half an hour.
The preacher taunted me and he smiled. Said, come and walk with me. Come and walk one more mile. Now for once in your life, you're alone. But you ain't. Damn, there's no time for the fool. I just gotta get a message to you. Hold out, hold out. One more hour and my life will be through. Hold out, hold out. I told him I'm in no hurry, but if I broke her heart, then won't you tell her I'm sorry? And for once in my life, I'm alone. And I gotta let her know, just in time before I go.
WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A familiar name in Wisconsin is stepping down. Appeals Court Judge Lisa Neubauer says she'll retire next year after serving 18 years on the 2nd District Court of Appeals. Neubauer, who ran for the state Supreme Court in 2019, says she's tried to uphold fairness and independence in every case. Lawyer Anthony Lococo has announced he'll run for the position. Lisa Neubauer is the mother of State Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer. Fire crews in Racine stopped a laundromat fire before it got worse last night. Flames are seen coming from the roof vents of a laundromat on Lathrop Avenue at around 6 o'clock. Firefighters say lint buildup in two rooftop dryer exhausts caused the fire. Crews got it under control in about 20 minutes, keeping the damage mostly to the roof and ventilation systems. No one was hurt, but the building and contents were damaged. Losses are estimated to be at about $175,000. If it's like it was in Game 1, traffic coming up I-94 will be minimal. The number of Chicago fans in the Milwaukee ballpark wasn't as large as it has been during that game Saturday. The Brewers face the Cubs in Game 2 of the NL Division Series tonight with first pitch at 8:08. The series heads to Chicago tomorrow night. Amtrak will be running a special train to Chicago that includes a ride with Bernie Brewer and the Racing Sausages. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers and storms for your Monday afternoon with highs in the upper 70s. Our winds will turn to the north. Tonight, showers and storms. Lows will drop back into the mid and upper 50s. Tuesday, any early showers ending. Then we'll see sunshine and mid 60s. Right now, it's 76.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. Just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. Lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground.
seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see you, thought I'd see you finally now.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Neil Diamond was on a Caravan of Stars tour and was approaching Paducah, Kentucky when this song came to mind.
Kentucky woman, she shine with her own kind of light. She look at you once in a day, if it's all wrong, looks all right. And I love her, God knows I love her. Kentucky woman, she get to know you, she got to own you. Kentucky woman, ain't the kind make heads turn at the drop of her name. Something inside that she's got turned you on just the same. And she loves me, God knows she loves me. Kentucky woman, she gets to know you, she got to own you. Death beneath my feet, gentle touch from that one girl, and life is sweet and good. Ain't no doubt I'm talking about Kentucky woman. She gets to know you,
News. Timeless Hits, WRJN. Coming up, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget. It's a Chuck Berry song that got a second life as an instrumental. And that led to a third life. I'll explain, Lucy, in just a couple of minutes with the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this afternoon on WRJN.
Are your walls looking tired, faded, or just ready for a change? Give your home the refresh it deserves with Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter you can trust. Jeff and his professional team bring precision, care, and the perfect colors to make every room feel brand new. Living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, hallways, they handle it all. Call Anton Painting and Decorating today at 262-939-4244 and brighten your home with a flawless finish you'll love. Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter.
The pizza makers over at Papa John's are cooking up something pretty crustworthy. The new garlic five cheese crust. They start by hand stretching Papa John's original dough, made with six simple ingredients, brushing it with garlic parm sauce, and adding five bold melty cheeses. It's cheesy garlic bread meets pizza. This one's for the crust lovers, the cheese chasers, and those garlic fanatics. It's loud, it's rich, it's straight up delicious. Order the new garlic five cheese crust today. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H responds to customers' requests, and the Bjorn is back. A bear claw as no other. O&H's Bjorn is filled with creamy cheese and strip of rich chocolate. Its golden pastry is dipped in silky chocolate and then finished with a honey glaze. O&H introduced the Bjorn last April. And if you missed it then, here's another opportunity you don't want to slip by. Do stop in today. The Bjorn is back at O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net. Restrictions may apply.
Let's open up the vault door. And we're in for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that hasn't been on the radio for a while. This one started out in 1959, written by Chuck Berry. It was the flip side of his Back in the USA song, 45, and it didn't get much play. Then along about 4 years later comes a guy named Lonnie Mack, and he records an instrumental version of Memphis. Top 10, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this afternoon. WRJN. We'll be right back.
with the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this afternoon. Memphis, 1963. And the next year, 1964, Johnny Rivers covered that song. Now, the version you just heard made number 5 on the charts. In 63, Johnny Rivers took it to number 2. So there. News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. That's it for me, Dan Marcus. I'm toast. Cindy Huber is filling in for Kurt Volman, and she's coming next, and she's fresh. Well, that came out wrong, but you know what I mean. Have a great day. Catch you tomorrow. WRJN. Heaven holds a place for those who pray.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You see the night you've gone, and I'm WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Illinois and the city of Chicago are suing the Trump administration over plans to deploy the National Guard. Mayor Brandon Johnson has also signed an executive order blocking ICE and other federal agents from using city-owned property for ICE enforcement.
We cannot allow them to rampage throughout our city with no checks or balances. Nobody is above the law. If we break the law, you should be held accountable. If Congress will not check this administration, then Chicago will.
The White House says it will appeal a ruling that challenged the deployment of National Guard troops to Portland, Oregon. There's still no deal to win the government shutdown. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns is on Capitol Hill.
The Senate isn't coming back until late this afternoon, and they're not going to have a vote until this evening, early this evening, which shows that there's really not a sense of urgency up here on Capitol Hill because the two sides are still very much entrenched in their position.
The administration continues to insist jobs could be on the line, as Olivia Rinaldi reports from the White House.
It still remains a threat, but not something that has actually materialized. We know the president has been talking about doing those mass firings, those reduction in force notices.
There is cautious hope for a ceasefire agreement to end the war in Gaza, but Haley Ott reports from Jerusalem. Israel's offensive continues.
We were